Hello, everybody!
Hello, Red Foley! Hi, and welcome, everybody, to the Red Foley Show, featuring this week's special guest, Bobby Helms, along with more of country music's finest entertainers. But now, the star of our show, Red Foley!
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Keep your heart for me, for Sunday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, too many moons to change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Keep your heart for me, for Sunday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many miles, too many days, too many nights to be alone. While we're apart, don't stand in the moonlight while I'm gone. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Keep your heart for me, for Sunday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many days, many nights, don't let the stars get in your eyes.
Thank you, wonderful, kind people. Bless your hearts. I think you're going to notice that everybody here is in especially fine spirits today, and of course we hope the same is true for you folks out there.
What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? From the ancient Greeks, we inherited the word democracy and all it stands for. We also inherited from them a pledge of allegiance, a pledge expressed in what the Greeks called the oath of the Athenian young man. It goes, "We will never bring disgrace on this our city by any act of dishonesty or cowardice. We will fight for the ideals and sacred things of the city, both alone and with many." Yes, it was from this ancient Greek oath that the code of our American military men was formed, a code that pledges to protect everything we hold sacred. Thank you.
Well, right now, friends, I'd count it a big favor if you'd all get together and help me say hello to a youngster from Indiana who's represented on just about every jukebox in the land these days with one or another of his big selling records. Here is a young man by the name of Bobby Helms.
Thank you, Ray.
Bobby, I know that the folks would be interested to know that Cashbox, one of our trade magazines, has given you a wonderful award, a beautiful plaque.
Here it
I
is.
Saw it. And I think you got that through this big tune Fraulein, didn't you?
Yes, the one Fraulein.
Well, you put it right in there, huh?
Okay.
There he is.
Far across deep blue water lives an old German daughter by the banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, walk down by the river, pretend that your hand's holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fraulein. When my memories wander away over yonder to the sweetheart that I left behind, moment of glory, a face comes before me, the face of my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, walk down by the river, pretend that your hand's holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fraulein.
Thank you, Bobby. Come back and see us real soon. Now then, turning from our guest for this week to some of the folks who are an important part of the fun we have around here all the time. Here are Earl and Les, who hail from California, Don from Florida, Charlie from Alabama. That sounds like the United Nations here, doesn't it? I put them all together and we have the Marksman Quartet right here. The Devil and his old suitcase.
Who's that a-coming down that lonesome road? Who's that a-bringing such a heavy load? Who's that a-wearing such an awful face?
It must be the devil and his old suitcase.
Who's that a-knocking on my front door? Who's that a-trying to get in once more? Who's that a-saying I like your place?
It must be the devil and his old suitcase.
The blues he gives you will only get you down. Oh yes, and if he gets you, he'll turn your happy hours upside down. Who's that a-leaving from my front door? Who's that a-leaving like he did before? Who's that a-saying I hate that grace?
It must be the devil and his old suitcase.
The blues he gives you will only get you down.
his old suitcase.
It must be the devil and his old suitcase.
Thank you, folks. Marston Quartet and the devil and his old suitcase.
Let's take a moment to think of the world we live in, of just how small it really is. The world has shrunk in size with present means of transportation, so let's imagine that you're planning to take a furlough on one of the small subtropical islands of the French Republic, a dot of land in the South Pacific situated between Australia and the Fiji Islands and called New Caledonia. This tiny island is virtually a mineral treasure house. Acre for acre, mile for mile, it has the richest mineral resources of any country in the world. Nickel, chromite, cobalt, and iron, mountains of it can be found here. New Caledonia has an ideal climate and is practically a paradise if you like to hunt or fish. Deer are so numerous that they feed with the cattle. And in the coastal waters of New Caledonia, clams, lobsters, and oysters are plentiful. And here's a new twist. Oysters cling to the roots of mangrove trees in the tidal rivers, and all you have to do is pull up the long vine like a root, pick off the oysters, and proceed to consume a dozen or so on the half shell. The French on the island are family people and set a great value on being courteous and polite. New Caledonians are religious and friendly. However, they do have customs and governmental laws that will be strange to you. So by all means, respect them, and you, in turn, will be accepted and respected as a friend. Remember, the only way to have a friend is to be one.
That bit of music, of course, signals Red's return to our microphone now, friends. And he has for you the ballad, A Handful of Rice.
A handful of rice and a heart full of heartaches, that's all that remains of the love that we knew. I'm throwing the rice at my friend and my sweetheart a minute ago. They said I do. This was to be our wedding. This was to be our day. But here am I, while someone else is taking her away, a handful of rice tells the end of my story. That handful of rice broke my heart in two. You do, Joe, and, I understand that there are at least 33 million cars. Imagine that with radios these days. So I expect that quite a few of you are with us right now as you travel down the streets and highways. And particularly for those of you who may be driving all alone in your cars, here's some very pleasant companionship for you. in the person of a sweet-singing little lady, Miss Susie Arden, right here.
At the old town hall every Saturday night, everybody has a chance to shine. Dance a while, sing a while, listen to the band a while. No matter what your style, you can have a time. At the old town hall every Saturday night, there's a dozen ways to fill your heart with joy. Come on, come on, we'll have a ball at the old town hall. Stamp your feet, clap your hands, hear, hear the fiddling man. He's better than a big brass band. Swing your girl, make a whirl, sashay around the world. Every chance you get, hold her hand. Click your heels, tap your toes, hear, hear the do-si-do-si. Calling is the best in the land. Spring or fall, come on, come on to the old town hall. At the old town hall every Saturday night, you're as welcome as the flowers in May. It's your poor Uncle Joe, tune her up and let her go. You can hear them laugh 4 miles away. At the old town hall every Saturday night, there's a dozen ways to fill your heart with joy. Come on, come on, we'll have a ball at the old town.
The old town hall. Thank you, Susie Arden.
If I cut in for a few moments, fellas, I hope it won't start an argument. But if you'd like to get into an argument that will pay off 9 times out of 10, you just bet someone that the Treasury Department has its own Navy. Well, that happens to be true. It's a fact that the United States Coast Guard is an agency of the Treasury Department, and has the job of seeing to it that any activity involving the coastal waters of our country is strictly within the law. The Coast Guard has many responsibilities to keep it busy. It assists ships and aircraft in distress, protects game, seal, and otter fisheries in Alaska, and maintains the International Ice Patrol in the North Atlantic. It operates lighthouses, light ships, beacons, and other aids to navigation, and removes wrecks and other floating dangers. In addition, the Coast Guard enforces laws and regulations relating to customs, navigation, neutrality, immigration, and quarantine, all peacetime jobs under the supervision of the Treasury Department. During wartime, however, the Coast Guard is attached to the United States Navy, and acts directly under that branch of our military service. But whether it operates under the Treasury Department or the United States Navy, the Coast Guard is a mighty bulwark in the protection and defense of our country. Thank you.
Well, Red, seeing the marksmen on their way out here, I guess that we're about to hear the result of that idea you said you had earlier.
This is going to be it. I hope that you folks remember a tune called Hearts Made of Stone, boys. Give me a bat. Hearts made of stone will never break. All the love you give, they just won't take. You can ask them, please, 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 please break. And all of your love, is there to take? His heart's a stone, will cause you pain. Although you love them, they'll stop you just saying. You can ask them, please, 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 please breathe. And all of your love, they just won't take. But they'll say, no, 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 no. Everybody knows, I thought you knew, hearts made of stone. Will cause you pain. Although you love them, they'll stop you just saying. You can ask them, please, 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 please breathe. And all of your love, they just won't take. But they'll say, no, 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 no. Everybody knows, I thought you knew, hearts are made of stone. Thank you, boys. Thank you, folks. Thanks so much to the marksmen there for helping us out. Thanks to all of our friends. Thanks to Bobby Helms and all of our other folks who had a share in today's show. And, of course, the biggest thank you of all goes to you folks out there for joining us. So until next week at the same time, this is Red Folder. Thank you. Bless your hearts. And bye-bye for now. Bye.
This is Joe Slattery, neighbors, thanking you for asking us in. And remember to be back again next week for another Red Foley Show. See you again next week at Red Foley Show. The Red Foley Show, directed by Brian Bisney, is produced in the Ozarks by Radio Ozark Enterprises and has been selected for broadcast to our armed forces overseas.
The Red Foley Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.